Hello, Team Liquid netizens. Welcome back to the TeamLiquid.net StarCraft 2 Beta Podcast. This is your host, Sean, Day 9 Plot. And today we have a little bit of a special guest joining us. Before we bring in him, I just want to apologize for the brief delay in the podcast. I sort of inadvertently went to the hospital, so we kind of missed about 2 weeks there. But we are back in full swing. And today, I was unable to be joined by my good friend Tristan, or Mantra, as he's known on Battle.net. Because he's off in Vegas or Lake Tahoe doing something fun. So here, today, I'm going to be joined with Jonathan Jinro Walsh, who's known on TeamLiquid.net under the ID Frozen Arbiter. So say hello to everyone, John.
Hello.
All right. Awesome.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, oh, it's totally kick-ass, because you know what? We have a little bit of a peek into the Euro scene. I know, you know, in America, we have, like, you know, the MLG show match is one of the bigger events. You know, there's the Hello Goodbye tournament that I know is going on. There's a lot of cool stuff going on, but I know specifically you've been invited to a ton of the cool events in Europe.
Oh, yeah, I keep getting invited to everything right now.
I mean,
which is good.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be bad for your publicity, knowing that you are, of course, a future pro gamer in StarCraft 2.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
But yeah, I know that you play the Terran race, and I mean, there's some... I mean, like, one thing I wanted to talk about, I mean, the general focus of today's podcast, so I have the opportunity to have Jinro on here, is just to focus a lot on high-level strategy, a lot of the cool trends that we've been seeing in play, as opposed to just the general scene news. So, I mean, one of the big things I note as a difference between, like, American players and Euro players is the Protoss versus Terran imbalance stuff. I mean, you know, so many people are just like, oh, Protoss always beats Terran because the Colossus is impossible. But I know a lot of Euro people
basically the opposite. But is it still that way on the US servers? I mean, I know it was that way like 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago.
Yeah.
But is that still like trend? Okay.
You know, I don't know so much. I mean,
I've heard some people, what's his name? Philandro Box, he plays on both servers, I think. And
yeah.
I know he's not like... He doesn't really think Protoss kills Terran.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he plays Protoss. So I thought it was more like an old opinion.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to cover the last 3 weeks here. You know, give me a break, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Give me a break, man. Tristan's in Vegas. Come on. Like...
But are there actually any good Terrans on the US server? Like, I can't think of that many. Compared to, like, Europe is all Terrans everywhere.
Yeah, that is a good point. I mean, I'm kind of used to the end game, God, this matchup's imbalanced sort of thing. But, I mean, like, what strategies are you opening in, like, Terran vs. Protoss that just you feel make it favor the Terran a little bit more? Well, I don't want to say favor, but at the very least, make it feel nice and balanced and fun.
Well, I've been experimenting a lot with fast Reaper opening. I go like one Reaper, show it to the Protoss, and then I expand to the gold minerals, killing the rocks with Reapers if it's like Blistering Sands or Lost Temple.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of allows me to get like 6 or 7 barracks of Marauder pumping really fast.
Well, okay, so what if the Protoss opens with a robotics facility? I know like specifically on Europe, there's been a big shift more towards like 3 warp gates and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But like against Robo, are you just like rushing ghosts when you do that?
No, I'm just getting mass stim marauders. I think that's the best option because you have so little gas anyway. So I think it's better to just get as many stim marauders as possible.
Well,
on certain maps, you can even bunker up, like on Kula's Ravine. You can just bunker the middle and make supply depots at the rocks at the top and bottom. Or the same on Metallopolis, where you can just put a bunker on each side because you have a huge surplus of minerals and not a lot of gas.
That's pretty fancy. Well, I mean, the game I'm actually specifically thinking of is when you played against Nazgul in the Team Liquid Invite tournament. Like, you played a game on Metallopolis, and you kind of snuck away with just moving your gold expansion to the other gold expansion, and you, like, didn't notice.
Yeah, that was a bit lucky. But fortunately, I returned the favor in game 2 when I completely forgot to scout my own Watchtower, and he had a pylon there. I was like... Where the fuck did those units come from? Literally, I don't know if you saw it, but in the game I type, right, because that's when it dawns on me. He has a warp in. He has a pylon somewhere. Like, oh shit.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, like, I love your note about the Reapers, like, rushing for gold minerals for a lot of your strategies, because I feel like people are aware of the gold minerals, you know, as just sort of the, oh yeah, and once I get this up, you know, I'll be totally fine. But I don't think a lot of people are rushing for the gold minerals. Like, I know in Protoss vs. Terran, especially in my games against you, I'm opening up a fast robotics facility, trying to stay alive so I can get an immortal out, not just for defense, but I rush the immortal straight to the rocks to try to kill it. It's like any plus armored unit build, I'm trying to figure out a way to kill off rocks to gold expo really fast.
Yeah, I think that's going to be important. I think it's like a more effective way of playing. Like, currently they're just, oh, I'll get them later, as you said. I think they should be, like, you don't have to get your expansion as quickly if you can get it at the gold minerals.
Yeah. Or if Terran, you don't even need to have a main if you just move your main to the gold minerals.
Right? Yeah, that's true. But well, to be honest, I'm not entirely happy with, like, the Reaper opening. I feel like there's a bit too big disparity between how much gas you have and how much minerals you have. So there's, like, an opening for the Protoss to do too much damage. So I'm sort of, like, on the fence about it.
You build up too many minerals.
But it's still what I'm using. Yeah. And it's hard to actually, like, get enough units with the minerals you have, because you can't throw up reactors because they take forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, okay, so if you open...
The thing is, Stim costs so much and takes so long to research.
Oh my god. Well, okay, so how about this? So, in Terran vs. Protoss, if you... Or actually in any matchup, if you open 10 supply, 12 barracks, 13 gas, something like that, you can... Everything times out nicely, so you can get a Reaper relatively quickly. And I know against Protoss, doing that build, you actually beat the Protoss to a Stalker if you rush to his base. So I'm curious...
At least on some positions, yes.
Yes, yeah, yeah. But let's say, for instance, that you opened up 9 barracks, 10 refinery, 11 supply, and got the Orbital Command really fast, and then got Reapers out. Because I actually just played a Terran versus Terran, and I lost to that, like, pretty quickly when he opened that way. So I'm starting to think that because of that mineral gas disparity you talked about when you were playing against Protoss, what if you, like, Reaper rushed and you, you know, and then you took your gold mineral expansion while you were getting a second gas, got Stim, and then threw down a bunch of barracks?
I don't know. Maybe. I've been using that build for Terran versus Zerg on Steps of War.
Oh, yeah. Reaper bunker rush me.
Yeah, that's sexy. Oh, and now it seems like everyone's doing it. I don't know if it's because of my game. Probably not, because, I mean, people were doing the 9 racks thing, like, the first week of beta. But it's much better now, because the tech lab is only 25 gas, so you can actually start Reaper immediately. And you can start the tech lab immediately. You have, like, 2 seconds of downtime.
Yeah, yeah.
But versus Protoss, I haven't actually tested it since they lowered the gas cost of the tech lab.
Yeah.
But before that, I tried, and I was not happy. He gets one Stalker out, and he can just completely shut down any Reaper harass.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Stalker is as fast as the Reaper. Maybe it's even faster, I'm not sure. And it has range, and you can do the moving shoot thing.
Yes,
I don't know. But, on the other hand, if he opens with a Sentry first, or a Zealot first, he's going to loot some probes, for sure.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
I mean, sentries just die terribly against Reapers.
Well, I'm curious, like, so you're opening up, you're getting, like, these 5-6 barracks with Tech Lab, just mass Stim Marauder to put pressure on. Do you transition out of that easily? It seems like that's a little bit hard. It kind of reminds me of, like, StarCraft 1, Terran vs. Zerg, when a player opens up 5 barracks with +1 attack upgrade after he early expands. You know, it's like, yeah, sure, you can get out a bunch of Marines, you can support it, but it's kind of hard to do the next step. Is this, like an issue?
Even though you spend all that money on all those barracks, you still have enough money to make another command center, and you still have enough money to throw down refineries, so you can actually make... relatively easily at factory, I think. But yeah, it's sort of a little bit stuck in the Mass Marauder camp. But I mean, Mass Marauders are currently quite good against almost anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's like an issue, or are you sort of fine with it? Is it kind of like the Marine and Terran versus Zerg? You know, it's just this nice all-purpose unit that there's no reason to do anything, or no reason to change it, no reason for Blizzard to like rebalance it.
I don't know how you'd change it. I mean, if you took away the slowing part of this attack, it would be a really boring unit.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be fine once you get Stim. I mean, you guess you could rebalance the cost of Stim then, but... I mean, sort of the entire point of the early game is that you can kite Zealots, kite Zerglings, kite everything.
Yeah.
And without that, it would be like, would be just a big marine, and that would suck. I mean, I guess they could possibly return the Marauder to its Firebat roots and give the Hellion the slowing attack. But I don't know.
Oh, well then the Hellion would be like the best unit in the game.
Yeah, probably. But that's probably what it was initially. Someone made a thread on Team Liquid about how the Marauder used to be the Firebat. I mean, it has all these big tanks on its back, and it has like, yeah, tanks leading to its tubes leading to its arms, and the Hellion has this thing that doesn't look like a flamethrower.
But like, okay, so I'm curious, like, if you've tried to not use the Marauder at all, if you've tried any other openings.
Yeah, I've been experimenting with mech lately. I mean, I still get a few Marauders because I think you want them early on so you don't just die. But I've been going like one Reaper, CC, Factory, and then tank Ghost. I don't know if it works on all maps. It definitely doesn't work on Blistering Sands, I'm almost 100% sure.
Wait,
He's
why is
gonna kill
that?
your back door.
Oh,
Well, he
yeah.
kills your back door, and
Kind
then what are
of
you gonna
forgot about
do?
that one. But,
I
like,
mean, maybe
oh,
you
sorry,
could
go ahead.
hold, but I don't know. You can
Yeah.
go ahead.
Well, I mean, I guess, I mean, we mentioned this, like, before we started recording, that, like, we probably should talk about the Thor, because ever since they made that change to the air damage, now everyone's just trying to do every possible use of that unit in every matchup. And you were using them beforehand. You were like, you.
I've been using them for a month. I've not gone bio TBC almost a single game for a month, except when I do some Reaper opening.
Yeah, and that I mean that's given me nightmares. The fact that you can like one shot all my Hydras. And I mean I like the f
Completely ruins Iris, yeah.
I mean, I've seen you do a lot of different openings. I was wondering if you could like talk a little bit about Thor and Terran versus Zerg and just the variety that you've been able to see be used effectively.
Well, first I want to say that I probably wasn't the first. I have to say this, I know we talked about it. I want to be like the pioneer of the Thor strategy, and in a way, I feel like I'm one of the first. But I noticed Terran user Mayo from Germany started using them like first or second week of the beta. But I'm not sure if he used them versus Zerg. Anyway.
So anyways, Jinro, the pioneer of Thors in Terran vs. Zerg,
Yeah,
tell us your thoughts,
as
man.
I was saying, as I was saying. Well, I feel like the best, like on Lost Temple, the best opening is to just get the fast expansion with Hellion opening. Transitioning to four and a really fast starport. And then you just cliff drop. One
Oh,
four
that's
on
right,
cliff,
yeah.
it's just good night.
Yeah, because
I
I mean,
think the same thing can be applied to Kula's Ravine.
no, yeah, that's actually what I was going to say, is that on Kulas Ravine, I use that Thor drop a ton, because most Zergs are early expanding, and there's almost no way for the Zerg to early expand anywhere but is natural, which is not really the best
And
position
even if
natural.
he expands to the gold minerals, there's still a cliff there. You can still drop a four.
Yeah.
So it's
And
like, have fun.
I really think it's bad for Zergs to be expanding to the gold mineral first on Kulas Ravine. I mean,
It's
I
so.
played some games against my brother, and he loves gold expoing first, and he gave me a bunch of trouble because I was trying to early expand to my, shitty wide open natural as well. But like, if you open up Hellion, you do the little, the reactor swap, where you build a reactor at the barracks, land the Hellions there, you do some Hellion harass. And then you make three barracks, two with Tech Lab, and one steals the reactor back. And you do this as you're expanding to your back door. I mean, it's ju you just demolish a Zerg who goes for these gold mineral patches because the Hellion Harass has complete free reign. And then you just move out with this Marine Marauder army, and there's no way he can get a good position. I mean, if his main's well defended, you just attack the gold. If the gold's well defended, you attack the main. So, I mean, I'm.
Yeah, that sounds pretty tough for the server to deal with.
But I mean, like, sorry, I got overexcited because I actually just played a game where that happened. So I was like, yeah, all right. But I mean, like, going back to Thor's, I mean, Thor harass. Thor
Is the
harass.
new
It,
tank.
yeah, it's
It's a
like,
new tank.
it's almost weird to say, like Thor harass. Because I mean, I've had you drop two Thors at one of my expos. Each of your shores one shots the queen, right? And then you do the 250 milliliter cannon and just kill the hatch and pick up and leave. And I'm just
Yeah, it's
stuck
basically
there with a bunch of
unstoppable.
drones, like.
Obviously not unstoppable, but it's basically a really high percentage move. You're not really risking a lot. And I feel like if the Zerg is going to play the correct way, he's gonna have a real hard time stopping them, because if he makes too many hydras, he just dies in a straight up fight. And if he doesn't make any hydras, you can just fly around willy-nilly. You can just do whatever you want.
Well, let's
So
back up a little bit before we get to like that mid-game stage. What are some of the openings you've been playing with Thors? I mean, you got a little bit in the Old Temple.
I've been doing almost exclusively the old, like the, what's his name? Kaogumu reactor switch opening. With a command center just before I start my Hellions. Like, the only thing that's bothering me about it is that the reactor, it takes such a long time now, and you don't have the gas quite on time. So, like, with the
Really?
cheaper factory, and the, yeah, you have to wait like 5 seconds before you can,
Yeah.
switch the factory to the barracks. I mean, it's not a big deal, but it's just annoying. It messes up the flow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's.
It's like having a barrack out of sync, not in a perfect line. It's just messes up the G.
I mean, I feel like it doesn't bother me that much because as of late, I've been wanting to build the factory out of sight range of my barracks and then float it forward, and I notice that timing ends up lining up just barely.
Well, the thing is, if you do that, how do you war? I mean, you can't war with the supply depots anymore. I mean, maybe
That's
we should talk about
right.
this.
Yeah, let's
But
do that,
Demogorgon
please.
and its Baneling Rush, I'm not sure if any, I think most have seen it by now. Most have probably seen someone try to do it to them. But it's basically one base, Speedlings, and Banelings. And it arrives at like, what, 6, 620? Kills the Terran by 630 every time if he walls his front with supply depots. Basically, the Banelings kill the depots, you are supply blocked, the Zerglings kill your few units, and you die.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's
So.
weird the supply block actually is what makes it so strong, you know? Because you
Yeah.
can kill two depots like that, and then it's just like your two Hellions pop out, they're already surrounded, then you just, like, can't build anything.
I mean, if it becomes completely extinct, you could maybe go back to doing it, but I mean, the real counter to it is making your war with a factory and a barracks, or two factories and a barracks, something like that.
And another added benefit of that wall-in, where you use barracks and factories as a wall-in, is that it's much easier to hold roaches. Like, way easier to hold early roaches. Because, I mean, I saw C'thon Luck do that against Idra in the MLG show match. And C'thon Luck got a Banshee out, and Idra had this enormous army of roaches and, like, counterattacked. And C'thon Luck would have died had it not been for the fact that Marines have range 5, roaches have range 3, and those barracks and factories are pretty big.
Ah, that's very nice. So did he win the series, by the way?
Anyone who wants, no spoilers, please cover your ears. But yeah, C'thon
Hell yeah.
Luck beat Idra 3-1. He
Oh,
lost the
nice.
first game straight up, and then won the next two games just by getting Banshees relatively quickly. Well, actually, I should say he won one of the games by getting Banshees relatively quickly, and then won game three on Desert Oasis by going 10 refinery, 11 barracks, 11 factory, 11 starport, 11 depot.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was so funny. Like, me and JP are watching this, like, I hope he gets a depot. It's important for any of our viewers out there. It is important to make depots. But I mean,
That's brilliant. I'm gonna have to take back what I said about there not being any good Terran usages on the US servers. It sounds good.
But it was nuts because like a Banshee got out before Idra could have even thought about getting any air up. Any anti-air up, and then, Idra does the standard, sort of panic counterattack. I don't mean panic as in he's like freaking out as his computer, but more like, oh my god,
Like, what
I'm
the fuck
close
do
to
I do?
death. Yeah, and he just attacks with all of his roaches that he had right then and there. And it, first of all, they took so long to get there that he already had a few units up, but I mean, the only units that C'thon Luck really had to defend was a Banshee and two Marines, but he had this factory depot star, or excuse me, factory barracks starport wall off, and again, because of the size, he was able to hold it off really easily.
I have to watch that replay. They are
It
released,
is
right?
cool. Yeah, I mean, at the very least, you can watch the game
Their
itself.
beauty. It sounds a bit like that the Terran versus Terran strategy of, well, I'm not sure it was just Terran versus Terran in StarCraft 1, where you got like factory on, I don't know, 10, 12.
Oh yeah, I know this. It's barracks 8, refinery 8, factory 10, factory 10, depot
Yeah,
10.
something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
Firebat Heroes started doing it.
Oh god, it's awesome if you're playing like 3v3 BGH
Yeah,
because
me
like
and Hospit and Sylvanas intrigue, so I'll be doing that every game.
Yeah. And, because they'll have like your first zealot out and you'll have like five vultures.
The only problem is when someone gets Serving Rushed and you have like nine SCVs to defend against six Serving, and you're like, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what makes for the most epic games. And I'm actually curious for StarCraft 2, because I mean, most of the maps don't feel. It's like they actually feel a little too well designed. I mean, that's what was so beautiful about like big game hunters and just regular hunters as maps is that like.
You mean you can abuse it out of things?
Yeah, there's just like. Like you spawn at like bottom left and you're just like, fuck, I have a proxy at bottom. You know, we share a choke. What am I, you know. It's so stupid. All right, so now I got a cannon rush him, and in this position I can build cannons behind the minerals and wall it off. And I mean, I miss that in StarCraft 2. I hope they have
some of that. There's some of that. I mean, you know, Kula's Ravine at the 1 o'clock position.
Yeah.
You can actually Reaper can actually kill the top gas from the cliff. None of the other positions you can kill the gas.
That is so gay. Are you serious?
Yeah. So if, yeah, so if you start at 1 o'clock, you're like, I hope it doesn't go Reaper.
Oh my god. Wow. Well,
yeah, I need that.
I mean, I knew a Thor could shoot it. Do you know if Thors can shoot the mineral patches at the other spots? Or, excuse me, the gases in the other positions?
Well, they should, because they have, like, 7 range.
Yeah.
So if they can't, I'll be shocked. I mean, a Reaper has, what, 5, I think?
I mean, I know it has 4.5 for its regular little shots, but I don't know about the concussion shells or whatever they're called.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna check that. I'm not sure.
Well,
since
we spent a little bit of time talking about Terran vs. Zerg and Terran vs. Protoss, I do want to spend a brief bit of time on Terran vs. Terran, because I'm real curious how the trends have changed. I have not really played that many Terran vs. Terrans. I mean, like, in today, I actually played against someone who Reaper rushed, like, just he did 9 racks in the middle of the map, and I, like, straight up died to it. I really just think I need to make more Marines before I get a reactor
what
in my barracks.
What do you
do? I did.
Oh, okay.
I went 9 okay. barracks, 9 barracks, 11 depot, and then got an orbital command immediately with a refinery. And the goal was to make one Marine, get a reactor, and then start going a lot of Marines until I got a factory up with tanks. But I really think I need to make 2 or 3 Marines just because of this one opening, just where he went 9 barracks in the middle of the map and got these Reapers out so quickly. His first Reaper got like 8 kills, including my mule. Ouch. So, I mean, I was just dead. But, well, I mean, I know that.
How come you're doing the 9 barracks thing? How come you're doing 9 barracks, 11 supply?
Well, beforehand, I was going 10 supply, 12 barracks, 13 gas. And this is pre-reactor delay time. And the idea was. I would go 1 Marine, and then I would add a reactor onto my barracks, and then I would start making 2 Marines at a time, and when I had 5 Marines, I would straight up rush him. And I would make up to 7 Marines as well, and then I would also get a factory. And I've made some changes over time, but nowadays I was just pumping out Marines nonstop until I got the tanks up, because so many Terrans were doing this 1 barracks early expand stuff, and you could put a lot of pressure on them early on with 1 reactor barracks, and you would get your tank out relatively quickly, and because you only have those 2 unit producing structures, you could end up expanding relatively quickly to your natural as well. And then you have tanks and a lot of Marines against some guy who's going Marine Marauder. And yeah. I always felt like I was in an advantageous position there. But recently, because, of you doing your stupid fucking Reaper barracks, Reaper bunker rushes when I'm Zerg, I was thinking, well, hey, maybe I should just 9 racks and get my orbital command up immediately, because that really is a huge jump forward for the economy. But what I didn't realize is that this Reaper rush could just straight up kill you.
I've actually played against, like, 2 days ago, played against this Terran called Winter on the European ladder. And he does a similar build. He does 9 racks, 11 supply, and and he just continually produces Marines, and he goes Marine tank, and he puts a ton of pressure.
Does he get the reactor on the barracks, or does he just...
Yes, he does. He does. But not, like, until he has, like, 4 Marines.
Yeah, I think
like
that's
that.
What I need to start doing.
Because that means he has 1 Marine more than me in the early game fight, so he can control the Watchtower, which is pretty important
on
some maps.
Yeah, wow.
I'm not quite sure it actually makes up for the fact that I haven't tested it, but I think the economy is better with the 12 barracks. However, after playing my few charms, the first time was on Blistering Sands, and I used the basically abandoned my expansion and killed the backdoor and killed all its reinforcements and then killed Sami. But the next game on Metalocalypse, I had a real hard time actually holding off his push because he got a fast Medivac too. So he had like these invincible Marines against my Marauders.
Do you want to send me those replays?
I'm gonna send them later, yes.
Oh
So
man, yeah.
I played him actually 4 times, I think, that day. He played like stop, he just kept playing. And I actually stopped one barracks expanding against him. I went Banshees one game, and I went one factory expansion the other game. And I think one factory expansion beats his build pretty well. The Banshee build won, but it was close.
Yeah, I'm
But it's
super interested in like any way to go mech in Terran versus Terran, just because
I've
there
seen a
was.
ton of people starting mech now because the reactor nerf and the marine nerf. It's interesting. I mean, I didn't play for like 2 or 3 days after the Team Liquid Invitational. Then I started laddering again. It's like people are bench rushing, people are going mech builds all over the place, and it's not bad anymore.
I'm actually curious, because I mean, with the so the recent trend in Terran vs. Terran, I should say like the 2 week ago trend was one barracks expand into
I
mass
still think
barracks.
it's good though. I still think it's good.
Yeah,
I just don't think
definitely.
it's the only option anymore.
Yeah, and I also, because I feel like what made it so strong is that the barracksing player who early expanded has like the aggression pants. He has the say in what he can and can't do. You know, he pushes the other player back. Because I remember I was trying to mech against you, and I had like zero map control, and you expanded like 9 times or something. But what I've also experienced that's been really rough to deal with is a player who does do that Marine Marauder opening, and I'm feeling fine. I have my tanks up, but then they just stop all production and just rush straight for Banshees and just go like 3-star port Banshee, and suddenly I
Well,
can't
that's
even move
sort of what I
out.
tried to do against you, but I actually died despite having the entire map.
Well, you also had like 20 Vikings or something.
Oh yeah, that's true, that's true. I thought you were gonna go up too, so.
But I mean, like, I mean, it was a little different because that game we played was on Steps of War, so I have the ability to just turtle really hard, and it's not that big of a
Like big
deal.
gases,
But
yeah.
like Metalopolis is actually the map where I was struggling with it, because when I try to move out for my third expansion, I want to take the gold so I can sort of pinch down on that center and start taking my back expos. And then he just pops right in the back of my base with a bunch of Banshees. And unless I have 3 or 4 turrets, I just immediately have to lift, or at the very least, I lose a bunch of SCVs.
What I've been thinking about doing Terran vs. Terran, I think Strelok did this against me. It's like one Rax expand and then 3 Rax Marine while getting 2 fact tanks. So you go like Marine
Ooh.
tank. I think it could be good.
Yeah, wow, that sounds like something I want to do now. I just want tanks, man. I love tanks, you know, 'cause there was that StarCraft 1 joy of one-shotting stuff. You know, just like when you shot the dragoons and just like a bunch of goo was just like on the
Yeah, you
ground
don't
just.
watch it one unit, you one shot 5 units because they're all red.
Yeah, that's the best, you know. And that's why I like tanks specifically in Terran vs. Terran is 'cause they one-shot marines and I'm just like, "Yeah, I'm the man." So, I mean, I'm kind of centering my play around them. I hope it's not, you know, in vain, but
I think they can be good, at least on some maps. I think there's a lot of potential for tanks on Scrap Station because of the small rock path. If you can do like a timing push with a lot of siege tanks, I think this could be really strong. I don't know about Terran versus Terran, but at least Terran versus Zerg, and probably Terran versus Protoss too.
Yeah, and well, one thing that's weird to me about the tank is that if you're against an armored unit, it does more damage unsieged than sieged.
Well, especially if you're fighting the Immortal, because you. I think the siege tank outranges the Immortal. I think you can actually
Yeah, it does.
shoot, move, and not get caught. Like, not even get hit.
What, really?
I think.
Wow. I mean, maybe
I
that's
think
sort of
so.
that
I haven't
Euro
tested it,
micro.
but. I started going mech like yesterday, just to test it out. And I felt like today, when playing as Nazgul, I could outrun his units and shoot still. I'm not sure. I have to test it again. It
Oh,
could have
that's
just been
fancy.
his units, I don't know, they saw an SCV and decided the SCV was more dangerous than my tank. I mean, that happens.
I still love the how auto targeting works in terms of
I know
units.
Nazgul doesn't. Nazgul does not.
Yeah, it's like so funny watching you guys play. And like Nazo comes up with this huge army, and all of them just like focus fire NSCV that's like off to the side, that just like it's idle. You know, he finished building a supply depot, he's not doing anything. And the whole army's like, Jesus, kill him! And you're just like microing your tanks. Oh, man.
I really like it. I mean, obviously, as a channel user, I like it. As a as an impartial observer, I might see some troubles.
Yeah, I mean, especially
It's sort of.
against zealot rushes, I think is the big thing. Like the whole dynamic of zealot versus zergling rush is, or excuse me, zealot rush against a zerg, because you know you would use drones and zerglings to sort of like properly micro, and that's what made zerg able to hold it off well, you know. And now the zealots come in and they just kill all your drones. It's weird, you know. It's I almost feel like you should put the zerglings in the way of the drones, you know, and like try to,
I wonder if that will actually work.
yeah,
I mean,
pull
does a drone have a ranged attack still? I mean, it
the.
used to have a small ranged attack in sort of one. Is it melee now? Melee? I don't know how you pronounce it.
I don't know. Pronounce
Melee.
it however, melee. But I mean, I don't think it really does. I think it's pretty much melee. So I mean, it's real hard against zealots. I mean, that's why in Protoss versus Zerg, if I see he's zealot rushing, or if I have any sense that he's going to be attacking me with zealots early on, I just get like a retardedly fast second queen. So that way I can just get so much larva, I can just ling him to death, and then I can like snap back with a bunch of drones for larva.
Have you actually tried going mass queens
You
and
know, okay.
transfusion healing each other?
Yeah, I thought about this. Does it work? Have you experienced it in a real game? I heard myths of the Asians
I
trying
have
it.
not done it, but I know. I don't know if I remember how his ID was, but someone did it a lot, like in the first week of the beta, and there was some Korean server who posted a bunch of replays of it. It didn't really look strong, but it looked like it could be fun. He basically he had like five queens and some guys around, but he just kept spamming heal, 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 heal.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like it's like in BGH when you beat someone going mass scout, you're like, dude, I beat you with scouts, you know, like come on, man, it's queens. That's
Do you
like
think you can heal an immortal? Or is that a mech unit? It probably is a mech unit.
are oh, does transfusion work on your allied units in 2v2s?
I'm actually not sure, but it could cause some pretty fun strategies, I think.
Well, actually, since we've been going for about 32 minutes now, do you have any
Oh wow.
favorite strategy you would like to bestow upon the viewers or the listeners?
Oh. Well, I think everybody knows about the Reaper Bunker Rush, but it's probably the most fun thing you can do.
Yeah, especially when you.
Except
Oh, go ahead.
it circles like 10 pool or 11 pool. I haven't actually tested enough to see if it's even, but you definitely don't win. You can't get the bunker up.
Yeah.
The links meet like middle of the map.
You forgot the follow-up, which is that you build a bunker at the bottom of the ramp with a depot and an engineering bay to wall
Actually, you
them
don't
in.
need a depot. You can just do bunker and engineering bay. I realized this today.
Oh, really? Wow, that's gonna help me out because I'm doing it.
Or you can do double bunkers. I watched YouTube from Double Bunker Rush, someone. Oh, Demaga. And he just made two bunkers beneath the ramp at 12 o'clock on Lost Temple, and nothing could get out.
But you see, the best part about building the engineering bay as part of the wall off is then you can expand to the Zerg's natural and build a planetary fortress, and it covers the ramp.
And you
And
can get a plus one upgrade for range is even better.
oh, were you doing that against me? Is that why I was having such a hard time?
I think I got it against you, but yeah, I'm not sure. Actually, I'm not sure, but I know the Muslim after the game said you should get no during the game. He said you should get plus one, and I don't remember if I actually did or if I just forgot.
But yeah, you
But it's
know,
definitely.
it's so funny because that's actually the same thing I was gonna say. It's like people should be 9 racks, 10 gas, Reaper bunker rushing Zergs. It's just like the most rewarding thing in the universe.
I'm still not convinced it's good on other maps, but I mean I've seen replays where it works, so it could be good on other maps. But my initial instinct is, if you do it on a map like Blistering Sands, it kills the back door, and I don't know, not fun. If you do it on Lost Temple, could work, but there's a lot more area to cover to prevent Night Worms if he's doing a
That's right,
fast attack.
yeah.
So, like, Septimus Wolf is like this perfect map where there's like only a few few areas you can actually nidus, and you can cover a lot of the map with the watchtowers. So I feel like, and on that map you can easily do the planetary fortress transition, whereas on another map you might have to like expand to your own natural,
How
which
unorthodox.
yeah. But then you have like these three bases you have to cover, and then you probably have to give up the expansion or something. I don't know. I
Oh
mean
boy.
the contain.
Well, netizens, you should go out and experiment and report the results back on TeamLiquid.net. And you know what? I believe this is the fourth podcast that's the
Yeah, that
fourth.
sounds right.
Sounds about right. But if it's not, then I'm very glad that you tuned in to the third TeamLiquid.net StarCraft II beta podcast. These are going to be continuing to be coming up regularly. So I am Sean, Day 9, Plot.
And I'm Jonathan Fortune Walsh.
And that is going to wrap it up. So thanks so much for tuning in, and cheers.